Fit-up theatre was traditionally the name given to plays that were brought around the country to small or remote venues with the cast and crew playing one or two nights only and then packing up and moving away again. Well, there's an element of fit-up to Opera Theatre Company's new production of The Elixir of Love, which opens in the Pavilion Theatre in Dunleary tonight and will go on to play 10 shows in 9 venues around the country before December the 13th. Our arts and media correspondent Sinead Crowley has been finding out more.
I play Janetta, and she's the gossip-loving busybody of the local village where we're setting L'Elysée, and it's set in sort of the 70s. I mean, I think I'm rocking the Farrah Fawcett. I feel like Charlie's Angels.
Sarah Redden plays Giannetta in Opera Theatre Company's production of The Elixir of Love, which has moved Donizetti's opera forward in time to the 1970s and to an educational institution somewhere in the Midlands.
It's a love story between Adina. She's in this production, she is our class teacher, and Nemorino, he's like the class clown, he's hopelessly in love with her, and it's just sort of the commotion of will they, won't they, get together, classic rom-com.
James McCoran Campbell plays Belcour, the army recruitment officer.
He comes into this production, this kind of establishment of higher education, and kind of with his swagger and his just assumption that everyone's going to fall in love with him, really. And so Adina uses this to kind of make Nemorino jealous, and then all the other things that happen in the plot, kind of like dominoes, follow.
The opera will be performed in 9 venues between now and December 13th, meaning the cast and crew of 40 people will only have a day in each venue to set up, perform and pack the show away again.
Obviously we have very large trucks. You've seen our set is quite huge. It takes a full day to install it in a venue, and it takes quite a lot of people, so technically there are a lot of people involved, and it's physically a very big show. And I think that is one of the challenges of touring in Ireland. You're trying to move stuff around. The venues are different shapes and sizes. You're dealing with different types and scales of venues. And so a big show like this is challenging, but we've got a great route and we're getting great reach on this tour.
So how will the singers cope with such a rapid turnaround?
All our voices are kind of unique, but you just have to know your own voice. You have to know what you need in order to be on form for the following night. I would say definitely a good night's sleep beforehand. So that means making sure you've booked all your accommodation and your transport, and you know where you're going to be. And and then just preparing on the day, not talking too much, looking after the voice. Because these roles, there's the bel canto opera repertoire, which means you do have to be vocally on as best form as you possibly can be.
The whole mood of this opera is just so heartwarming and funny, and I mean it gets you in the mood for Christmas, that fuzzy feeling inside. So to be at home, absolutely, it's amazing.
Report by Sinead Crowley. The Elixir of Love will travel to Ennis, Cork, Tralee, Wexford, Kilkenny, Galway, Dundalk and Navan over the next couple of weeks. Almost 9 o'clock.